Good morning. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you certainly should know, I'm the author of two books. One's entitled You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose. That's out of publication. The other one is How to Weigh Less Permanently. No diets, no exercise required, really. So here you are. Let's get right to the point. You think you weigh too much, you're overweight, fat, or obese, or whatever you want to call it. Let's say you're 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds heavier than you want to be. So you want to get rid of the weight, and you want to weigh less permanently. So you're not going to be able to do that, no matter what anyone tells you, no matter how much money that you pay them, unless you understand how you got in this mess in the first place. So really, I will tell you how to do this. It's not very complicated, but first you have to understand the problem. So the reality is that you made yourself overweight, fat, or obese. I'm just going to call it fat for simplicity's sake. You made yourself fat on purpose. You kept putting food in your mouth, more than you needed for nourishment. You knew your weight was going up. It wasn't a secret. Your clothes didn't fit. You were unhappy about it. People cautioned you about your weight, and they said, go to the gym, go to join these programs, pay them some money, and they'll teach you how to do it. Nonsense. None of that has worked for you, or you wouldn't be weighing what you do, and you wouldn't be listening to this. So, okay, why'd you get fat? Nobody forced you to put the food in your mouth. It wasn't the availability of food or fast food or anything else. Nobody forced you to eat a thing, not a thing. So you have to ask yourself, this is a serious question. It's not a lecture. Lectures don't work. They don't do a thing for you. You're the one who made yourself fat. So if you want to make yourself thin or weigh a lot less for good, first understand why you did it. I'm serious. You really need to think about this. This is not you don't get a test. This is nothing of the kind. I'm not giving you a lecture. I'm telling you to think back and remember how and when you gained weight. It wasn't just because food is there. You're the one who put it in your mouth. You think you have a big appetite? What do you think an appetite is? Appetite, you don't want the food in your system. When you say you have a big appetite, you mean what you're really saying is you like to have a lot of food in your mouth. Now, let's go back. Was there an emotional problem? Were you nervous when you got a job or went to work or hang around with fat people or you got married or you lost your job or your kids went to college and left you alone? You went through a divorce. It was really messy. A lot of issues like that. They may have been part of it. They may not have been. You're the one who weighs too much. And I want to tell you how to eliminate that. But first you have to understand the need you felt to put food in your mouth. After all, if you got anxious, you didn't take a shower or go for a walk. You put food in your mouth. That's all eating is. Remember, eating is just putting food in your mouth, tasting it, chewing it, and swallowing it. And then the food's gone. That's the whole thing. There is no mystery to it. Forget gourmets. Forget cookbooks, forget recipes, they're all nonsense. The issue is you and your need to keep putting food in your mouth. If you didn't feel the need to put food in your mouth, you wouldn't be fat. You may have some friends who are not fat, who are thin, and it's not their metabolism. If you have a metabolism problem, see your doctor. He can prescribe something that will overcome your metabolism. But that's not the issue. I know it, you know it, and so does everybody else. It's not metabolism. It's when you're sitting around doing nothing and there's some candy on the table and you put it in your mouth. Why? And I will tell you why, but I can't tell you why you did it. When you put food in your mouth, you like the taste. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel better. When you're down, you put food in your mouth, it perks you up. Remember, it's the act of putting food in your mouth. Forget appetite, forget recipes, forget everything. They're a waste of time. It's all you. So why did you do it? Seriously, you really have to spend a little time, not a lot of time, figuring out why in God's name you put so much food in your mouth. After all, it wasn't a secret that you were gaining weight, and all you know is you couldn't stop it. And indeed, you won't be able to stop it, frankly, until you understand the problem. Now, as a correlation, why do you weigh what you do? Why don't you weigh 10 pounds more? Really, if you're 30 or 40 or 20 pounds overweight, why don't you weigh 10 pounds more than that? Why? Because, and I will explain to you as we go through these podcasts for free, I don't want a nickel from you, not a penny, nothing. Because you felt comfortable emotionally at that weight and the weight you are now. You say, oh, John, that's just crazy. I hate this. This is terrible. I hate being fat. My God, it's just embarrassing weighing what I do, and the clothes just don't fit. I look like a mess. They really, then why are you keeping yourself there? Keep in mind that you are putting exactly enough food in your mouth to keep weighing what you do. So you can tell me or yourself or the moon forever that you're too heavy and you hate it, but you're keeping yourself there. Really, that's the issue. You don't have to. All you know is if you didn't put as much food in your mouth, which is what I call eating, then you would weigh less. Really simple. But you're staying there on purpose. Now, you may have lost 10 or 15 or 20 pounds in the past, but chances are, like 95 or 98% of everybody else who goes on a diet, you gained it all back. What a shock. How could that be? Why would you do that? If you lost 10 or 20 pounds, why in heaven's name would you gain it back? You didn't want to. Because the reality is, and I know you find this hard to believe, but stick with me, you'll understand it. You felt comfortable weighing what you do, and you do. So I give you an assignment, and it's just you. There's no test, there's no grade. Think about when you gained weight and why you did it, and why you're putting just enough food in your mouth to continue weighing what you do. This is John Thomas. I try to keep these recordings under 8 minutes, so you'll be able to listen to it. It will continue this, but first you really have to do a little introspection and understand why you did what you did. Remember, you did it on purpose, all by yourself. Goodbye.